love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it to. No show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, a.k.a. Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
Killer, what's good?
What's good, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man.
That's what's up. I'm going Miami tonight, huh? Looking Miami-ish, man. So it's nice out there. It's going to be 90 this weekend, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to miss it, man. Going to use some more Zoom days. Hey, this is giving me more when it's time for my Zoom days. I'm still like 11 behind, man. Icy, looking nice, man. I like how you looking for. That's a new chain or that's something in the stash?
In the stash.
All right. Say no more.
Okay. So taking a quick step out of sports, but it's all still sports related. As we know, the presidential election is approaching. And guess who said they wouldn't mind taking a swing in office?
Who, Kanye?
No, not this year. Steph Curry. He said he'd maybe run for president because he wants to make a change. Would you guys give him your vote?
That's interesting. I think he's a phenomenal basketball player, and I could see him doing some kid books or a lot of things. Presidential election. I think actually he got a clean enough record that he probably could win. He'll win some votes, you know. But I don't know if that's my vote just yet, but I definitely appreciate what he's done for the sport and how he treats his family from what I know. But president, nah, not yet.
Look, Steph Curry don't even want to talk to niggas in the locker room, like let alone talking to the country. Nigga Draymond snuffed. If you ever look at that footage when Draymond Green snuffed John Poole, Steph Curry just looked over there and walked away. That's what he get. Nigga been talking crazy the last few weeks. Nigga gonna get knocked out. That's just what happened. I don't really see him talking to his own niggas, let alone the country. I think Steph the type of nigga that become president and be like, nah, I'm good. This shit is wild, man.
Quit like after a year.
Yeah, nah.
It was too much. Pause. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Think about this. I was thinking about running for mayor in certain little town, not necessarily New York, but you know, all these little, when you go in Jersey or like even Long Island, all these little towns have mayors. I'm like, I gonna be mayor of Teaneck, New Jersey. I'm like, yo, I could definitely be the mayor of Teaneck, New Jersey. That's a fact. I could get them votes over there. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's a thankless job, yo. You know, it's like, I don't know the presidential votes that got split last term between Trump and Biden. But I remember when Barack was running, and who was the last nigga he went against? Romney? What was the last nigga? It was like, he won by like a million. It was like 71 million to 70 million. And I'm like, damn, it's 70 million that don't fuck with you this whole term. Yeah. So you're going to have you won the election, but you still dealing with 70 niggas who got a problem with you, whether you black, whether they feel you're not doing a good job, whether they feel you're a Democrat, whatever the case may be. It's a thankless job. I was riding in Pennsylvania and I seen a nigga bumper and I'm like, I forget where I'm coming from, but I'm like in one of them parts of Pennsylvania, like just keep two hands on the steering wheel and do the speed limit. And I seen a nigga bumper and it said, Obama, one big ass mistake, America. I was like,
that's the acronym for his name.
That's what the bumper said. The bumper, one big ass mistake, America. And I'm like, God damn, niggas hate this nigga. So as far as Steph Curry's running, I think he got a clean enough image. Family man, no controversy or scandals or anything like that. But I think Steph will realize he gets more praise hitting them threes than becoming the president. Thankless job. Not only that, how much the president really make?
What, like $600,000?
Yeah, like, yo, niggas, come on, my nigga. Niggas
can't be the president.
He can't be the president. You know what I'm saying? Then if you find a way to get some money on the side, you cheating.
Like, yeah, you going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't
think... they going to try to put you in jail?
Yeah. It sound good. You ever... I know Stat ain't see it. She watch movie. Remember that movie, Brewster's Millions, with Richard Pryor? Remember he ran for mayor? And then he's like, I won? Nah, I'm good. I think that would be like a Steph Curry situation. Could he win? I have no idea could he win or not. But I'll say this. His image is definitely clean enough to run. And these days, you don't even need a clean image.
Nope.
You definitely don't.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Trump. I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
When Trump won it, you know, that was big.
Look, since I've been born, and I've seen a few presidents, Barack Obama is the only president that has not been in a scandal since we've been president. You had Reagan, who was saying he was letting drugs come in the country. Black niggas love Reagan, talking about the Iran-Contra scandal. He's letting them drugs come through. That's when Dinkins was around as mayor, too. They knew New York was just a mess, and niggas loved it.
Yeah.
Then you had George Bush Sr. He picked up where Reagan left off with the Iran-Contra shit and the drugs. Then you had Bill Clinton. You know, he got caught getting head from his secretary, saying he smoked weed, but didn't inhale it, so it doesn't count. Then you had George Bush Jr. When George Bush Jr. came, you know, we had the terrorist attack on us, 9/11.
Well, he was in Florida on his iPhone, right?
Right. But not only that, you know, Bin Laden sent the terrorists to do what they did for 9/11. George Bush Sr. said, where's that Saddam Hussein at? What do that have to do with the niggas? Because his pops had
picking
beef.
Picking and choosing.
Yeah, his pops had beef with Saddam. So when it was his turn, he like, I'm going to pick up where my pops left off. This is perfect. We'll just throw Saddam, Bin Laden, it all sound the same. Then we have Barack. You know how tough it is it probably was to be a black president and not getting no scandal? I'm talking about, no. Who left this weed on the floor? Nah. That is not, yo. I slapped the shit out of you. Barack was in one of these islands one time, and he went outside, and the Secret Service was going to the strip club. Secret Service left the nigga in the room. He had to fire the whole Secret Service to get a new staff. Barack leave, no scandal. Trump come back. Niggas storm in the Capitol. It's all type of shit. So I just really believe it's a thankless job. And for the presidents, whether good or bad, I give y'all credit for taking the job because y'all niggas don't even get paid a lot to do what y'all do. With me, when I was thinking about Mayor Murder, I was like, yo, imagine I could see me sending Shug if it's a fire in the city. Like, yo, go handle the press conference for me. I'm good. I don't got time to wake up at 4 in the morning to go speak to the people. I get up and talk. Nah, that's a thankless job, man. But shout out to everybody who does it, man.
Yeah. And for them, it's not always monetary. Like, it is one of, like, the biggest honors to be elected as president. So I get what you're saying about the money, but, like, they're doing it because, you know, other reasons. They want to help out the country.
So you mind, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You went to school for journalism, right? And, or broadcast. That's what you went to school for. And I know you have other aspirations, right?
Yeah.
And you like what you do here? Do it for free.
Yeah, they ain't always about the money.
That's not president.
You're stacked. You're the first lady of first. Just do it for you. You want to do it for free?
I didn't say that. Being famous is nice, but genuinely, like, this is what I like to do.
That's what you're saying. It's an honor, right? It isn't about the money.
What happened to it ain't about the money.
But like, even when it comes to volunteering, like, if I'm helping people out, I'm not expecting a monetary value in return. It's because that's something that I want to do. Like, so when you volunteer, you're not getting paid.
Do you want to do this? That's what I'm saying. Why you just don't volunteer to do this then?
Well, that's different. I need to be able to survive. Like, as a president, like, everything else is taken care of. So they're doing their duty, doing something that they enjoy to do. And then everything else, like housing, like everything else is provided. So, like, it's nice to, like, you know, pocket some money in addition, but I don't think they're doing it for that.
that you almost make it with the president make soon, man. So if you want to do it off the love and show us that you really love what you do, it's on you, man. Since you love
president
it.
President Stat.
Yeah, you know, President
Stat. You
could
be the first president.
Yeah, it is what it is. The first president and the first lady at the same time. Since you love it so much. since it's an honor.
Eyes. Okay. Well, someone who might have a more realistic chance in the political world is Aaron Rodgers. So he is a high prospect being considered for the vice president position with Robert Kennedy Jr. You guys actually see this happening because he's supposed to be on the ballot for this year.
What's going on? Are they serious about this?
Yeah, he's very serious.
So Aaron Rodgers, so he's coming back to the Jets now or no?
That's what Jet fans probably scared of. Like, don't do this shit right now.
Come on, man.
Jet fans probably
don't
like...
Don't do this in New York. I'm telling you that now, Aaron Rodgers. I know you got plans to be the VP and all that, bro. Listen. Don't do that.
Yeah, this 2028 ain't going nowhere. That's when they start telling them that. 2028 ain't going nowhere. Don't do this when you get to New York.
You just got hurt the first game. And now this, New York will never recover.
Yeah, they'll be upset.
They'll never recover. He won't get no votes out of New York.
Not out of New York. They'll be pissed.
Yeah. And that's going to spew over to Jersey and a few
really
other
Jersey
places.
More than anywhere. Jersey. Yeah.
No, Jersey ain't voting.
They will not vote.
You already lost two states off that.
Yeah, they not voting at all. Jersey take that, you know, because their stadium, for those who don't know, the Giants and Jets play in New Jersey, actually. I know it's called the New York Giants, but they actually play in New Jersey, and the Jersey fans take that shit seriously.
Yeah, they definitely are never going to forget it. And anywhere they got family, they're going to tell them.
Right. As far as Aaron Rodgers running for vice president with Kennedy, look, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I ain't saying he Trump or nothing like that or close to it, but he be having his own little shit going on, too, like little conspiracy theories. Smoke weed like hemp. He lied about getting the vaccine so he could play. Then he admitted that he lied about not getting the vaccine. Like, they said, man, where's your paperwork for the vaccine? I lied. So what? Whatever. I ain't gonna put that shit in my system. Aaron Rodgers got like a little bit of rebel pause in him to go against the grain. And America likes that.
Yeah.
America likes to go against the grain ass nigga. And
they showed up for Trump over that.
Right, and listen, that may be why a nigga trying to pull Aaron Rodgers in with him. Like, yo, we need somebody who don't give a fuck like this.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers, a lot of shit, he don't give a fuck. Even when he talks about sports with Pat McAfee show, they get political about a lot of shit. And even me, I'll be like, damn, Aaron, you sure you want to say that shit? You positive? And he don't give a fuck.
Sometimes people like it because it shows that you're an independent thinker and you're not being coached to say what you're saying.
Right. So.
Doesn't mean it's always right, though.
I never said that. I just think that he's more realistic than Steph Curry if it happens.
Yeah.
But as far as you're 100% correct. Don't do this on the Jets watch, man. Don't do that to the Jets. I'm not even a Jets fan, but don't do that to them niggas. Them niggas were trying to hope you came back for the playoffs. This will cancel everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now moving along to stuff on the field. So the Packers signed running back Josh Jacobs from the Raiders for a 4-year contract. Does this sound like a good fit for him?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, I was looking at his numbers earlier today, and I'm not really a Josh Jacobs fan like that. Like, he's all right. He ain't Derrick Henry. He ain't Saquon. Like, I know people making a big deal of it because it's free agency, and they're like, oh, the Packers got Josh Jacobs. And it might be a good fit because, you know, Love has been playing well, and they may feel that they need a good running game to go along with that. But as far as just looking at his numbers from last season, they were okay. It wasn't crazy. He's averaging, I believe, 3.5 yards a carry. He didn't break 1,000 yards. I think he had 835 yards. 6 or 8 touchdowns, if I'm remembering correctly. This isn't screaming superstar. You know, it's niggas out here
trying. Do you think it's worth $12 million?
No, no, Not right now. How many years on the 12 million?
Four years.
4 years, maybe. Yeah.
No, 48.
12 million a year.
Yes.
No, Derrick Henry got 16 million for 2 years. No.
Niggas got good agents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you asking me if it's 48 million for 4 years, no, absolutely not.
You when, thought I was in 12 for the four years.
I was about to say, yeah, that's definitely good. And listen, in this climate with running backs, like you said, you got to commend his agent. Because look, this was not really a great, great year for Derrick Henry. And he still cracked 1,100 yards. And he gets 2 years for 16 million. This dude didn't even have 900 yards, let alone 1,000 yards. And you got 48 million. You got to give the agent a lot of credit. You got to give him a lot of credit. But as far as me, we'll see. Maybe, I mean, I haven't really dove into Green Bay's running game and what it was like last year. Maybe, you know, the GMs and their scouts and so on and so forth said we need a good running game to go with Jordan Love's play towards the end of the year, because he was marvelous towards the end of the year. But as far as just looking at the numbers, no, it's not worth it to me.
They said he led that in 2022. That's 2022 where he led the league.
Yeah. This year he got 1,000.
And I mean, it seemed like he had a deal with another team, and then that was pulled off the table, or they just went with that deal because they had more money. Because he was originally supposed to sign with, I think it was like Minnesota, one of those teams. And then late in the morning, probably his agent just said, nah, we got 48 for 4 years. Right. We're going with that.
We're going to Wisconsin. We're going to Wisconsin.
So the thing about Josh Jacobs, you can tell he was definitely trying to stay in Vegas, but the numbers weren't doing what they needed to do. So that's now why he's with the Packers. So he said, when a player leaves, it's always about the player being unloyal. At what point do we ask the franchise for that same loyalty? So do you guys agree with his point? Because a lot of people are saying that he's an unloyal Raiders player for leaving.
I think honestly, when it comes to, if I had to live in Vegas or Milwaukee, I think Wisconsin, that's an easy decision. But when the math ain't mathing, as Killers say, you got to get out of here, you know? And the team is not going to be loyal to you unless you're helping them win. That's the thing that people don't get when they try to say, well, what about when the team does it? Well, the team is trying to win. The player, we're asking you to be loyal if we're winning. You're asking us to be loyal to you if you're not winning. You see the difference in that equation? Unstat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want you to be loyal if we're working on something and we're winning. But we don't need you to be loyal if we're losing. We need you get.
I'll see both sides. My thing is this. Everybody stop crying. The players and the owners. Yeah. And the management. He got a point. Look, where the fuck was that? Harrison Barnes got traded at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're switching to basketball. What do you do when you get traded at halftime? How does that work? Do I finish the game? I don't even understand how that works.
Do you drink the water?
You look up Harrison Barnes traded. Ain't I Harrison Barnes? What the fuck you mean I got traded?
Does these points count?
Yeah. Like, I really don't understand how that works when you're trading in the middle of a game. But as far as I see both sides of the equation. You're sitting there saying, as a franchise, mm-hmm. you should show us a little more loyalty. We invested in you. We put stock into you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we seen a future in you. And then you get up and leave. But at the same time, also, if y'all want to trade me or do whatever, and I don't have a no trade clause contract, you could trade me. You know who showed loyalty to a franchise as a player? Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, these niggas is bugging out, man.
Yeah.
Listen, all of you out there, basketball players, football players, boxers, entertainers, etc. Business is like sex. You only do it protected, man. You can't do business unprotected.
Yeah, so I just think that, yeah, I just really think that everybody, look, it's all, everybody stop crying. You know it's business. You don't, look, you like me. If let's say you're a superstar player and you're a general manager, owner, coach, whatever, and you going to dinner and y'all going, because you're playing and you're taking them out, this time, you only like me, pause, because I'm benefiting for your team or your franchise or your coaching job, et cetera. If I was stinking, if I was stinking it up, you wouldn't be taking me to dinner.
Yeah, it's like Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones don't be partying with them niggas when they losing.
Right, exactly.
Jerry Jones, like, you got to go to practice.
Listen, and that's why I respect Jerry Jones, because even when niggas ain't doing the right thing, he'll sit there and say, we went and figure out how to hide that. Yo, cover that up. I don't give a fuck. We are winning. Cover that up. Let them, if that's what's going to take for us to win.
Now, to the people listening, they're going to say, but what about Tony Romo?
Yeah, well, Tony Romo was doing the right thing and he didn't win.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't win. Sometimes I told what they need to do in Dallas. That cocaine got to be back in the building for them niggas to win. That was the end of the era when Tony Romo came, the cocaine left. Because there's no way you can't look at Troy Aikman and say you ain't sniff cocaine. You can look at Troy Aikman and tell he used to sniff cocaine. Period. He looks like a former cocaine addict.
They was getting money in Dallas.
And when I say addict, don't get me wrong, because Troy Aikman still is an analyst. But you know residue from people who used to live, you do drugs, man. We from the 80s. You know a residue. Now they cleaned up, but you could tell people who used to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving along to the basketball side, D'Angelo Russell believes Dennis Schroeder was the reason he couldn't establish a relationship with Darvin Ham last season. He said, when I was struggling, I would have been able to come to the coach and say, bro, this is what we should do. Like, I can help you. Instead, there was no dialogue. I just accepted it. And we got swept and I'm here and he's not. And I like our chances. What do you guys think about his viewpoint?
Yo, the passive aggressiveness gotta stop. I'm telling you, this generation is just, it's just, man, I don't know what to call it other than that, you know? D'Angelo Russell, didn't he snitch on Kobe? It's the same.
No, Swaggy P.
On Swaggy P? Mm-hmm. Sound like the nigga snitched on everybody, man. That's what it sounded like. He got a whole new generation he's snitching on. This is a generational snitch right here. You know, he gonna make it his business to snitch on somebody. Like, yo, D'Angelo Russell, chill out. You don't gotta tell on everybody, man. What they call that growing up? A tattletale?
Yep.
That nigga's a tattletale, yo. Yo, D'Angelo.
A stool pigeon.
Yeah, leave my name out of it. He one of them niggas. As soon as you see him.
Yeah.
My name out of it.
Off the rip.
Schroeder ain't do nothing to you. Where's Schroeder at now?
Toronto, I believe.
The
Raptors.
Nigga, yeah, out the is. Country. You snitching on niggas out the country?
For real.
Nigga in the six. Nigga in the 310 snitching on niggas in the six. This can't be good.
Yeah, I agree, God. I'm letting you finish.
Yeah, stay away from this nigga, man. The vibes ain't right.
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell is giving some decent numbers, especially the past month or two since that trade. You know, he was the topic of a lot of trade rumors before the trade deadline happened. They was talking about wheeling and dealing that nigga, and they ended up keeping the nigga. He's averaging 18 points. He's shooting almost 48% from the field. You know, he had 44 points the other night, so he probably feeling himself. He like...
He do something good and go back to snitching on
him. Yeah, there's one of them joints where... I could have been doing this if niggas wasn't always looking over my shoulder. And you know that. You know what that is? That's a safety net murder for a nigga to tell you, basically, if you don't get another point guard,
this
is what I could do.
You split my numbers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you keep me in this loop, 44 could be every two, three times a week. That's what I take from it.
Yeah.
It's like a nigga who come to the label and you the nigga on the label already and you like, who the new nigga? Yeah. you don't necessarily like the new nigga on the label because it's your label already. Now niggas trying to come in, pause, and take your spot.
Now niggas believe. Now niggas believe.
Right. So, but as far as D'Angelo Russell, I think it's a safety net, basically saying if you don't have another point guard that's just as good as me or better, I could get you the number. Secondly, you always like your chances. He said he likes his chances. You always like your chances when you have LeBron James on the team. But listen, D'Angelo Russell, I'm talking to you. Y'all in ninth place. Stop acting like y'all killing. Y'all ain't been in first place this whole year. Y'all been, you know, y'all was tied for first place when everybody's record was 0-0. Last time y'all was tied for first place.
Yeah.
Stop, bro. Stop acting like you out here killing because you had 44 a week ago and you've been playing good and you've been playing decent. I have to give you a lot of credit. Anthony Davis as well. Had a monster game a few games ago, 25 points, 25 rebounds. Y'all are playing very well the last couple weeks. But what we all have to realize is
they play
this.
Well against the teams. We don't need them to play well again.
Well, they played in some good teams, but you know what it is, Murder? They playing at home. They had 12 games in the state of California. 11 games was in the Staples Center, Crypto Arena, or whatever it's called there. They had 11 games home. And then last night, their only road game was in Sacramento. So they've been home. They've been comfortable. You ain't been in the road. You ain't been in a harsh environment. Now you sitting here talking about, I could have been doing this if Schroeder ain't say nothing. And I like our chance. You're in ninth place, bro, with the King and AD. Now, you're right. Anything can happen in the playoffs, but y'all niggas not even in the playoffs. Y'all are in the play-in. Stop. And leave Derek Schroeder alone. He ain't do shit to you, man. He ain't do shit to you. And he probably was busting your ass in practice because Schroeder's nice. He's all right. That's probably what was really going on, and you had to split the minutes.
So if you were Schroeder, last thing before we go to break, and you heard D'Angelo Russell's statement saying, we got swept and I'm here and he's not, how would you feel? What would your response be?
I just put up the video of the nigga snitching on Swaggy T, yo. Snigga don't mind his business, man. Schroeder's not your problem, champ.
That's a good one because you know what? Yeah. See, a lot of times, and I'm going to take this without the sound bite because I didn't see the sound bite or anything else, but I don't know if he's asked a question to answer that, but let's say he wasn't. Why is Derek Schroeder on your mind? Dennis Schroeder, pardon me. Why is Schroeder on your mind, my nigga? So you're in the middle of the game thinking about, Schroeder last year.
Yeah.
You fucked this up. I could have did this. Yo, that should not be what you're thinking about. No, you need to think about, I'm going to give you some examples of who you need to think about. Steph Curry, Jamal Murray, Fox in Sacramento, Booker, Bradley Beal.
SGA. Who you should be talking about.
These are the niggas in your conference that you have to deal with coming up when playoff time starts. Luka, should I go on with point guards in the Western Conference? You're not better than anybody I just named. Be humble. Get the wins, get your numbers up, and then talk. You talking about Derek Schroeder when we just named a laundry list of niggas that got your number. A laundry list. It wasn't even all guards. All guards. Anybody I just named, would you take D'Angelo Russell over?
No way.
No way.
D'Angelo Russell was supposed to be nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that I thought he was going to be one of the ones. He still could turn it around, but... Look, you gotta get it focused. Your focus cannot be Schroeder. Like, he's in another country. He don't need you snitching on him. You gotta go through customs, all of that before you make that go through, bro. You gotta leave him alone.
That's a fact. Like I said, your numbers are looking really decent. They're solid numbers right now, especially your field goal percentage. Stay humble. Hopefully make the playoffs. Then later on, if y'all do good in the playoffs, bring up all the shit that you mad about. Don't do it now. You don't bring up the 100 things you mad about right now because it doesn't mean anything. You're in ninth place.
Okay. We're going to go to break. And when we return, we will talk about a viral conversation between Swaggy P and Gilbert Arenas. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. She called us thinking about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing I don't know. What's happening in me won't fall, oh-oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about she wanna be free. Why am I in this woman? She wanna be free. Hell, I don't wanna see her walk away. I wish somebody told me the rules. Disagreements let her win, then it's cool. Even when I'm right to sing about you.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our Underdog Fantasy picks of the day. Tonight, the Suns will play the Celtics. Underdog Fantasy has Jason Tatum at 30.5 points. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
To beat the Suns, higher.
He got, say that again?
30.5 points, Jason Tatum.
Against the Suns?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, for some reason, whenever he plays against Kevin Durant, it's like the best Jason Tatum you could get. They played the other day. Kevin Durant had 45. I think he had 28, but Kevin Durant, for some reason, brings out the best in Jason Tatum.
And Kevin Durant is at 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Go high.
Higher.
Hey.
Definitely higher. Put some respect on KD, man.
Okay. And Devin Booker is at 4 rebounds. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
Higher.
You're higher, too.
Okay. So Swaggy P and Gilbert Arenas had a conversation regarding Draya Michelle and Jalen Green welcoming a new baby, which we did discuss on a previous episode. But Swaggy P mentioned some things going on in the backseat of a car that they were all in together. You guys can see the video for yourself. And the rest was history. So he was talking about some things.
Let's let our viewers check out the video right here.
Pregnant? Got the young boy.
Damn. If they only knew. But, like, I was shocked too, though. Like that day when I was riding home with Philly in the car, yeah. I don't know if I can tell that story. If you want me to tell that story.
Nah, she's a mother now.
She's a mother now. Yeah, we can't do that. Because that day changed my life. I ain't gonna lie. That day changed my life. That's when Swaggy P was like, okay, man, I got it. This is what NBA is about.
Hey, listen. I'll let you know this is.
Yeah. When I'm riding in a car. He in the back seat. I turned my head against
it. Huh? Nah.
What was you doing in that back seat, Gil? Huh? What was you doing in that back seat? We went to the strip club.
Pregnant.
Okay, so what do you guys think about their viral exchange?
I still don't know what was happening in the back seat, though. Who was in the back seat?
I mean, I wasn't.
He said Draya.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't sugarcoating. This is what he said.
Oh, Draya was in the back seat. With who?
Gilbert. With Swaggy P. I mean, with Gilbert Arenas.
With Gilbert. Oh. I get it now. He said he can't say because she's a mom now. I mean, he might as well said it. I mean, to everybody that know what the janitorial system is like.
What does that mean, Mason?
Mop.
When you get mopped up.
I'm not saying she did. That's what he was talking about.
You trying to say she worked for the janitorial system.
No, I was trying to make a clean way of saying it. He's basically talking about he was in the back seat getting mopped, and that's what he said. Welcome to the NBA.
So you just gonna leave it at that? What do you gotta say about the video though? What's your opinion on it?
I think if they gonna go that far to put it in a video, he might as well said it, because to everybody that knows about janitorial systems, services.
Why you keep calling that lady a janitor?
I'm saying it so I don't have to say her name. I'm not trying to belittle her. What'd you want?
What else are we talking about? I know what janitorial. I got no problem with janitorial. You're saying Philly, your homegirl, and you calling her a janitor.
No, I'm not calling her a janitor. I was trying to figure out a clever way to leave her name out of it. But, you know, the service is the service.
Oh, man. My opinion is this. I had a few different opinions, and
I don't think they should have said that, though. She's, you know what I'm saying? She's pretty much married by now, I guess.
So?
The young boy, right?
Not that I know. I just know she's pregnant.
Oh, she's pregnant. Well, that's forgiven. That's what she mean. That's forgiven. It's like Jaylen a nigga Green, bringing up your past. She's forgiven of that.
She already tried to clean her own past up and said, my hoarding has been wiped out. Is Jaylen Green announced anything about this yet? Has he made a comment? That man's still ain't saying
nothing.
What's
his Instagram? I'm going to look it up myself.
You know he ain't posted on there. He's probably on his story going crazy. What I'll say about this situation is this. As far as Gil and Swag, they're both my niggas. They're my niggas. Couple things. I think that being that nigga, like, and it don't take money to be that nigga. I'm just saying being that nigga. Because I've been that nigga in my brain since I was like 13, 14 years old. Seriously, I really believed I was that nigga and I was on the road to being that nigga, like in my brain. Whether it came true, but in my brain, I'm thinking I'm that nigga. And when Swaggy P was like, it's two different things I'm getting at. When Nick was like, oh yeah, this is what the NBA about. This is what it's about, getting in the NBA. And I'm sitting there saying,
what was he saying? Can we get him on the phone? Can we call him? Can we find out what did he mean by that? I don't want to assume that.
I'm just going off what I seen. I'm just giving you my opinion off what I seen. Okay. So when he said, yeah, this is the NBA, and I'm like, I ain't need no rap deal, no NBA, no nothing to bag what I wanted to bag. Like, I ain't need all that shit. Like, oh, I made it to, head in the back seat. Nigga, this is what life about. Nah, man, we been doing that. That been going on before we went pro. I wouldn't have said, yo, this is the NBA. Listen, man, and I ain't going to go crazy today because I ain't get permission from murder, but me and my childhood friends, not just murder. That's light. That's light. That was crazy.
So Swaggy P needed better friends?
Not better friends. What I'm saying is, and I'm not talking about Swaggy P because I don't know him growing up. And like I said, that's my friend, and so is Gilbert Arenas. I'm just saying athletes in general, they be so green, and I'm not talking about them specifically. They're like, oh, this is the girl I always wanted. Now I got head from her. This is what the NBA is all about. I'm in the NBA because you got head from a bitch. Because he's like, I got NBA. So what, nigga? Wait, yo, no disrespect to you. I'm not being spiked. I'm asking you a question. You know what Pebble Beach is? Because you grew up in real beaches. You from Tampa. Pebble Beach is when you bone a bitch on the roof. We was taking bitches like that on the roof, Pebble Beach, head on the roof. We haven't waited none of that shit. We from Pebble Beach. Staircase. Howie Long House. What up, Howie Long? Hard House. Yo, he was going everywhere. This is what the NBA is all about. Nah, nigga. See, that's what I be saying. I'm like, niggas wasn't getting them type of bitches in high school and junior high school. This thing should start in like seventh, eighth grade, man. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, Mace had nice joints in seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth grade. Me too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't take a record deal. And I'm relating our situation to a professional situation. When Mace got the record deal, he already was getting girls or whatever. But when he got the record deal, listen, I'm not, there's no Kizzy and nothing, man. We was in the mall somewhere. I didn't have a record deal. I was just running around with Mace. I swear to God. We was in a mall. I don't know where the fuck we was at. Kentucky or some shit. And we went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. This one, he's about to come out, but his album didn't come out yet. And he's 19, 20 years old. So we go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. We ordering the food. I see this girl just shaking. She's just shaking. And I'm like, this bitch about to lose it. So it's like, man, like, let me get a two-piece. Mashed potatoes, and you're going to look out for me and throw the fries in? Yes. Your mate's right there. Yo, this bitch went and got the shit and just said, I can't take it, and dropped everything and just started shaking and just fainting. I'm like, yo, all right, now this next level, but we ain't going crazy. Bitch fainted in Kentucky Fried. I seen it. Then it got to the point where they told us, you got to get out the mall because you're exciting the riot. I'm like, yeah. Yo, we trying to shop. And they said, nah, nah. You got to leave. Y'all guys are exciting to ride. You can't stay here. See, and I don't know, because we grew up in that. When I hear shit like this, I'll be like, I don't know, maybe a little more privileged than the average. So yeah. I'm like, when I hear it, it'd be like, I remember when
like me and that's
my,
it?
Yeah, that, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm looking for. That's all it took to, like, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I started popping, nigga told me when I want to go to the mall, call first, because I can't be excited, have people going crazy when I walk in the mall. You got to call first or they going to arrest me. I'm like, you got to call the mall first? This is real, no kidding. This is yeah, to my real. Mall. And I'm like, yo, this is wild. So when I hear shit like this, I'll be like, damn. You don't even realize they only doing this because you could slam dunk a basketball or shoot a three-pointer or play D. Like, yo, you ain't even doing it off the swag, off the wrist, off the motion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Dad, we was off the wrist.
Yeah, we was off the motion, off the wrist. Motion. We ain't have to do, nigga, that was already there. So when May say that's it, that's it. My second part about this, because I'm being long-winded and I want to move on, is... And I ain't gonna lie, I didn't realize this. To shout to Shabazz OG on Instagram, that's my nigga. Shout to Shabazz, but he made a great point.
What did he say?
He said, I see what's going on Instagram. You know, he talks very intellectual, but he's still a nigga from Philly. That's my nigga. He said, well, y'all niggas is not having that morning meetings with yourself in the mirror. Like, you know, that 3 second to 33 second meeting with yourself in the mirror, because y'all niggas is just running around saying everything. How is your man getting a blowjob in the backseat change your life? He said, listen, he getting his dick sucked, pause, but it changed your life. Why you commenting on that nigga getting fellatio and you wasn't even getting fellatio? He said, I don't even want to know. He said, but you should think about what you're saying before you say it, yo. And I was like, that's a good point, because it ain't like he talking about getting his joint sucked. You talking about your man, you must be in the front like, ooh, but it changed your life.
That's odd.
So when I see him say that, I was like, I didn't even think about it like that. But yeah, that's a great point.
So the final culprit, I guess we can say, do you guys feel like that video was unnecessary to release, or you just feel like it is what it is?
Me personally, I think it wasn't necessary, because I mean, she's past that. Obviously, she's doing very well. She's got a bright future. And when somebody bring up your past in the midst of you having a big moment, it could be perceived as hate, especially from her, because it's like, why you bring me up? I didn't bring you up, or I didn't say nothing about you. Why are you saying something about me?
Right. And I totally agree with Mace with that, 100%. Because you know why? Now, if Drea want to be malicious and want to be hateful and heartfelt, we in a world where if you say something, it happened until further notice. Now, if she sit there and be like, well, they wasn't complaining when I stuck my finger in their ass, pause. They just like, oh. They got like me in his ass. Hold on, nigga. right.
You and know? A nigga was in the front giggling. Right. Yeah. That's all she got to say.
That's all she got to say.
It don't have to be true. Yeah,
exactly. Once you get people to believe it, yeah. That's all that matters. So at the end of the day, be careful because it don't have to be true. But if she gets people on her side, that's that. I'll tell you one last story about that real quick. This girl boned me and my man. I won't say his name. And she boned us separately. So one day we at the Trump, you know, Murder put me on to the Trump. Yeah, this old stomping ground. Like, Murder used to go to Trump. That was my headquarters for like 3 years. Took the bitch to the Trump. Nothing to do with presidency. This is way before presidency and shit. And she went and boned us together. Pause. Not that we cared, but you know. She like, nah, y'all can't do it. We like, oh, we already both boned you. She like, nah. We's like, all right, forget it. No problem. So one of my niggas uptown was like, you know, we ran a train on so-and-so, so-and-so. And I'm like, you gave these bum-ass niggas the train? You wouldn't let me and my man hit? So I approached the girl, and I said, that was fucked up. You ain't let me and my nigga hit, but you boned these whack-ass niggas. She said, oh, they told you? I said, yeah, they told me. She said, did he tell you? I put three fingers in his ass and he was throwing it back. I said, forget it. I said, it's TMI. You know what? She said, nah, Cam, since you want to bring it up, let's go over there and talk to the niggas about it. I said, no. You got it. You got it, man. You actually got it. You got it. I'm out. You actually won that one. But that's what, whether it's true or not, that was in my brain.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kawhi left the Clippers versus Timberwolves game early due to back spasms. They lost 118 to 100, but do you guys think the Clippers can hold it down without Kawhi?
Man, the Clippers was off to, once they came out of that 8-game streak that they needed to start playing better, it looked like they could be definitely in the West Coast Finals, you know, in the Western Conference Finals. But now it just seems like injuries is going to remove them from that equation, and that's going to be sad for them, their new logo and all the new arena and all of that. So I don't think they win without Kawhi. He has to be present in order for them to do what they promised. And right now it's looking like either he's on what they call a low management. His best thing is to come back, because if they lose again with one of them getting hurt, it looked like that's going to be the Clippers jinx.
100% correct. I agree. Kawhi, to his credit, has been playing. You think he played 58 games this year? That's the most games he played in, I don't know how many years, 3 or 4 years.
58 games?
Yeah, it's still 82, still like 20 games left. You know what I'm saying? For Kawhi, this is a lot in the last 3-4 years. He hasn't played a lot of games in the last 3-4 years. So for him to be on pace, I think he only missed like 6-7 games so far this year, which is amazing for Kawhi Leonard. But for them to win, I agree with you, Mace. They can make the Western Conference Finals, but he has to be there.
Yeah.
He has to be there. And to me, this is more bad luck for the Clippers. Just how we speak about the black cloud, the black cat, whatever superstition you want to put over it, he has to be there. Hopefully this isn't a lingering injury, because one thing you can't say is that he didn't play this season. Yeah. He'd been on the court this season. He's averaging close to 24 points, shooting over 52% from the field. And he's playing great. And Ty Lue got that team running like a well-oiled machine. Pause. I just feel bad for the scenario. Hopefully it wouldn't be a lingering situation, but they really have a chance minimum to go to the Western Conference Finals, but it won't happen without Kawhi. So hopefully the Clippers roster will be fully healthy by the time the playoffs start, and they don't slack off on games when Kawhi is out. Because I really want to see the Clippers at full strength when the playoffs start.
Okay. Also on the topic of injuries, Cat underwent surgery to repair a meniscus tear. He's expected to be back by early in the Western Conference playoffs. How do you guys feel about the absence of him from the Timberwolves?
That's another one of those situations where, but not ongoing bad luck, but this would be super bad if they don't end up winning, because they were on pace to definitely make the Western Conference Finals, you know, especially with them. At one point, they was leading the NBA, you know, and now I think they're in second or
third.
They're in third.
And the Nuggets are first.
So you could tell that they dipped by him not even being there. So now Ant-Man is going to have to pick up the speed and pick it up. He's going to have to take the team and pause and put it on his back until he gets back, because if not, they're not going to make it. And I don't think they'll be that good next year.
I agree with that take also. You need Cat to go where y'all need to be. They're only a game out of first place. Oklahoma City Thunder is a half a game out of first place. But know what time of year it is. It's March going on April, which means the playoffs are coming up. And guess who? Some way, somehow find themselves back in first place in the Western Conference Finals. Right in the nick of time, the Denver Nuggets. Right where they need to be at the time they're supposed to be there. So all year we've been talking about how Oklahoma City is number one, how Minnesota's number one, Oklahoma City's number one, Minnesota's number one. They're going back and forth all season for the number one slot. And guess who knows how to play in April, May, and June? The Denver Nuggets. And this is what we was talking about early last week when we're saying, damn, if Oklahoma City and Minnesota could have held on to the 1 and 2 spot and possibly played Golden State or the Lakers, that would have been very interesting. But it's looking like Denver said, all right, y'all have fun.
Y'all was number one when y'all needed to be.
Yeah, and now it's the season's winding down, and you know who need that number one seed. So we'll see what happens, but I agree with you, Mace. Cat needs to be there for them to win as well. Sad that all this is happening around playoff time or approaching playoff time, but they're not going to win without Cat. Ant-Man is doing sensational. He's a nigga, you know, watching full Minnesota games the last couple weeks. He won it. He's a nigga who won it. You know how we do the eye test, not just the stats. The eye test, he wants it.
Yeah.
He missed a free throw the other night. The game was on the line. They came down, tried to win. He blocked the shot and hit his head on the backboard, blocking a shot at the buzzer because he missed that free throw. Pedal back on defense. That man hit his head on the backboard to block the shot, a game-winning block shot. I can see by the eye test that kid wants it. But they're definitely going to need Cat to win.
Okay. College basketball is having its first ever in-season NIL payout tournament. It will offer up to $2 million in NIL deals to the participating teams. The 8-team tournament, dubbed Players Era, is slated for Thanksgiving weekend and will be held at MGM Grand in Las Vegas. So do you guys like this concept, like this idea, or do you think that there's just too many changes being made in the basketball space?
I like all these changes. Money changes where more money can be made. That's a good thing for those kids. I think so.
How does it work?
So I guess so it's going to be 18 tournament. They have a couple teams who said they wanted to participate. So like Florida Atlantic, Duke, and then I guess they'll just be, so like within the season, they'll kind of like in-season tournament, they'll have that participation where it's like a lot of sponsors and then they get money from it. So.
And who's the teams in it?
Let me check. Because
how do you get picked for that? You know what I'm saying? What if you North Carolina and you ain't
lottery.
Picked? But right. Duke is in it.
Right. Let me check.
You know Duke going to be in it.
Yeah. So the report states schools such as Duke, Alabama, Florida Atlantic, Houston, Kansas, Oregon, St. John, San Diego State. They're in talks to participate.
Rick Pitino getting some cash.
So I think they have to... I don't know how it decides the exact teams that are in the competition, but those are the teams in talks of participating, which I'm assuming are just like the top schools
right
now.
I'm taking a look at them right now. I just want to, it's a couple things. I want to know how you get to decide who's in it, how they allocating the money after whoever wins, and what's the split. All this says to me is that y'all could have been doing this shit. What's going on is that niggas is figuring out how to get money on their own without colleges.
And now y'all figuring out all these ways.
All these ways to get these kids this money when y'all could have been figuring these ways out to get this money. But now that they're getting that money on their own, you want to help them figure out a way to get money when y'all could have been doing this for decades. Now niggas is eating. Now niggas like, yo, let's get involved and help teams come here, this, that, and the third. Look, I was looking at some shit last night. That nigga Nick Saban talking about the college game ain't what it used to be. I can't be a part of it. Yeah, because you can't treat niggas like slave. Niggas getting that chicken now. And I'm not saying Nick Saban treat niggas like slaves. I'm over-exaggerating. I'm over-exaggerating, totally. I don't want niggas to act like, because, you know, here's in Alabama. Niggas like, I don't want niggas to get on no racial shit. I'm just saying that you can't control a nigga like that, like you used to, Nick Saban, because now he's getting money. And secondly, if he's not getting the playing time or you're not talking to him the way he feels he needs to be talked to, he's getting in a portal. And so now it's not one of them situations. You stuck here 4 years. I could talk to you crazy.
Yeah.
You talking to
me
crazy.
I could do whatever to get you in the school and then switch up on you.
Right. Oh, you acting crazy? I'm going to portal. Right. Yeah, I'm going to LSU. You acting crazy. So to me, I'm happy they doing it, but I'm more disgusted that they're trying to figure all this out now when it could have been figured out years and years and years and decades ago. But congratulations to the kids, man. Much as money as y'all could get, go get it.
So is one team splitting $2 million?
I just feel like there's always a catch. That's what it's saying, that
how much
each participating
the coaches
school,
get? They might be rerouting the cash. We got to figure this out.
It says, first reportedly front office, and it says the new tournament will include up to $2 million in NIL deals, which each participating school receiving $1 million just being in the tournament. So that's what I'm saying. The school is getting the money. How is that money getting allocated towards the players? Yeah. Because if
better
they,
dorms and all that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
yo,
like, that doesn't help them. Like, I don't care about their logic. I care about mine.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the winning team gets an additional $1 million, and that will be distributed and divided between the current roster. I'm saying there's always a catch.
I'm looking at it now. It says, and it's not really $2 million. It says up to $2 million in NIL deals. So if you win, we're going to get you, wear this Nike hat. We're going to get you a pair of Under Armour. Wear this Under Armour shirt. You're not really just giving me the money for the work I just did. You're basically saying, okay, you won. Throw this logo on your back and we'll allocate the money how it needs to be allocated from there.
Yep.
Okay. And then the last question before we wrap. Joe Flacco agrees with the Colts on a one-year $8.7 million deal and will be a backup quarterback to Anthony Richardson. Do you guys think that this is a good fit for him?
In Indiana?
Yep.
That's really good. Anywhere Joe Flacco could get paid is a good deal.
I'm happy for Joe. I'm a Joe Flacco fan. I really wish he would have stayed in Cleveland, though, because we have to see about Deshaun Watson's durability. And I think for a nigga that was on his couch to get up and go and get in that system and do what he did until he lost in the playoffs, I think he had a sensational job. If he had more time to be there, I think he fit great in that system. But I don't know if Deshaun Watson is going to be durable all season. I would love to have Joe Flacco for a backup, if I was the Cleveland Browns. But I'm happy for Joe because he didn't have a job. So for him at least having a job right now, that was dope.
Yeah, and they don't know how Richardson going to come back. So he might get the same time and the same ability out there.
Yeah.
So we talked Joe Flacco, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, a whole bunch of people in free agency. What do you guys think was the best pickup?
Probably Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson was the best pickup out of all of the free agents.
Look, Derrick Henry with Baltimore is great. Saquon Barkley with Philadelphia.
Yeah, Saquon with Philly might be.
Saquon with Philly.
That might be the best.
Saquon with Philly is good. But I'm going to go with Mason, say the Steelers, because if you could get Russell Wilson for $1.2 million,
you can't beat that. Yeah.
You can't beat it.
League minimum.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So I'm going to say the biggest winner out of everybody so far, to me, has to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, I love that we all agreed today. What a great way to end the show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is.
Two big necks, like when they doing them 2 for 5.